Hello?
Daniel.
Yasmin.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
It's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good. I had our times wrong. I thought we had a conference call at 8 o'clock Pacific time tonight, but I guess it's at 8:30. Is that correct?
No, we didn't have anything today until now that we're going to do the counting of the Omer. Tomorrow we'll resume the classes.
I think I just had my time off. I thought we were counting the Omer earlier.
No, 11:30.
Okay. Well, I'm
Let me
glad I'm
check.
here.
Huh?
I'm glad that I'm here. Brandelaw was on earlier and Hannah Esther at 8 o'clock. And they were waiting for the Omer count.
Yeah, let me check with Hanok that says, please wake me up if I'm asleep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm here also, Hannah Esther,
Oh, hi,
but
Hannah.
I had to put it on mute because my husband's sleeping. But I think it's
Okay.
11:30 also because it was last year at 11:30, well, my time anyway. So
Well, good,
guess we'll just
excellent.
wait
Thank
and
you.
see. It's nice to hear from you. I'm going to go on mute now.
Oh, okay.
Is Hanok up there? Hello?
Not yet.
I'm calling, but he's not answering.
Okay.
He's not answering.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Should we just wait for a couple of minutes?
I'm on Pacific time, so it's only 8:30 for me, so I'm willing to wait.
It's 11:30 for me, so.
I understand.
Yeah. But,
I'm going to wait, but I'm going to go ahead and text him and just see what happens. Because he usually
also
waits. 11. Yeah, it's 11:30 where we are also, where he is. So I'll text maybe, you know, maybe he had a long date or something, but I'll try.
And if not, hopefully we can do this again tomorrow.
I'm sure we will. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't show up, we're supposed to count the Omer on our own. Oh, Hag Sameach.
Sorry, I missed your calls, Jasmine.
No, it's okay. I was just trying to put you if you were not awake.
Okay. We are counting the Omer. If you do a local search for the word Omer, O-M-E-R, you'll get a page that has all of the dates for the 49 days. And I'm hoping to count the Omer every day, every evening, at this time, 8:30 Pacific time. We're going to go through the first day, the first night, now, and it starts with the following, so L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Chud Shabari Fu Ishkinte Bintilu Urshinu Urshinu Utsilu Yudhe Dovavhe Yehuda Shalim L'shem Kol Yisrael Yine Anachnu Ba'ayim L'kayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Le'otz Reinu La'asot Ratzon Borenu Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Kvanenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Kvanenehu. There are three ways that we count the Omer, and the Kabbalists count all three ways. Most communities count only two. But prior to the counting, we have some verses that we say. Adonai Igmor Be'adi Adonai Chazdecha Le'olam Ma'asei Adita El Teref. Ekra Le'elohim El Yon La'el Gomer Alai. Ve'envor Alayik Va'erach Mitposet Set. Bedamayich Va'yomar Lach Bedamayich Chayi Va'yomar Lach bedamayich hayehi. Barki nafshi et Adonai Elohim Elohai Gadalta meod Hod v'hadar levashta. Ote or ta salma, note shemaim kairaya. Now we will do the first blessing. Baruch ata Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu, Al Sefirat HaOmer. And the first letters of Sefirat HaOmer have a gematria of 65, which is the gematria of the name Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And the first counting, Hayom, Yom Echad LaOmer. The second blessing. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimcheira biyamanu amen. Now we are doing the Psalm 67, the menorah song, Psalm. Lam natseach anigiyot mizmor shir Elohim. Yachananu vivarkanu Yair panav itanu selah. The word Elohim is a word that we use tonight to start our cleansing. We know that the name Elohim connects to judgment, but it also connects to the angelic ministers. It also has built into it one of the 72 names, a name dealing with mercy. So while it's connecting to judgment, it also has been sweetened and has a connection to mercy as well. Ladat ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yoshuatecha yoducha mim Elohim yoducha mim kulam. In this next verse, there are 49 letters. So we will take each day to one of these letters and utilize it to cleanse. The first letter is the Yud of Yismahu. Yud, Yo. Yismahu viranenu leumim ki tishpot amim mishor ulamim ba'aretzanem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, Eretz Matnayu Vulayu Varchenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim Zayiru Oto Kal Aseharetz. Next, we make a connection to the Anabakoa, and we each letter that we reach, because the way we do this Anabakoa, there are 49 letters or 49 words. So the first night, tonight, the first letter is the Aleph of Ana. And we meditate on the Aleph, the unity of the Aleph, to begin our cleansing. So we've meditated on a word and a letter from Psalm 67, and now the letter from the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Jemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betetresh Zaditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zopre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Ei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Now there are 42 verses, there are 42 stages in the Exodus from Egypt. And we make a connection to these stages as well. And you will see how they become 49. The first journey is from Egypt to Ramses, which is at the outset, right at the edge of Egypt, just past the border of Egypt. And the first leg of our life journey is our birth, and it spells out the purpose of the entire voyage, our entire lives. Whether we're talking about the next 49 days or the rest of our life. For the Aleph freeing ourselves of the constraints of the womb and of all our material boundaries, meaning the limitations of Mitzrayim. At birth, we come also armed with the strength and tools to overcome all our future challenges. We emerge triumphant before the eyes of Mitzrayim, before the limitations. But we will need to be trained and educated to realize our potential. Birth is thus a joyous occasion, coupled with the anticipation how we will do on our long journey ahead. This is also alluded to in the word Ramses, which was the best of the land, as the Torah Joseph expresses to Jacob. And it is good to meditate on whether we are making the best use of the tools and the potentials that we have been given at our birth, at our start of this portion of our journey, starting today, which is the first day of the rest of your life. And now for the third method of counting the Omer. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor, sefirata omer kidei l'tata reinu, mikdipoteinu umtumateinu kimo shekatavta betoratach uspartem lahem mimcharat ha-shabbat miyom haveachem et omer ha-tenufa Sheva Shabbatot Tamimot Tina Mimacharat HaShabbat HaShaviti Tishafru Chamishim Yom Kidei Sheitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizohamat Uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elohim Elohanu Elohai Avoteinu Shebi Yizchut Sefirata Omer Shesifarti Hayom Yitukan Mashabagamti Besefira Chesed Shebechesed This is loving kindness of loving or within loving kindness. Now stop and meditate. What is the meaning of this phrase? How does it apply to your life? What aspects of chesed shebechesed have you not done properly? Loving kindness. And this whole week is in the frame of loving kindness. What is the difference between loving kindness and mercy? In what ways do you show loving kindness to yourself, to others? How do you receive loving kindness from others? What can you do in your life to show additional loving kindness to others? What does it mean to be loving and kind in the frame of loving and being kind? loving and kind to, now ask a question. Is it loving kindness to treat a person and specify someone you're thinking about? Is it loving kindness to treat them in this particular way that you've been treating them? Is it truly loving kindness, or does it need to do more? Or is it, do you need to realize about yourself that it's not loving kindness the way you're treating that person? Vietta her viet kadesh piktu sha shel ma'ala amen sela. On the 16th day of Nisan, the tzaddikim who chose to leave, which helps us make connection to these very special people throughout history. And these people will help us cleanse chesed shebechesed. Levi ben Yaakov Avinu, the progenitor of the tribe of Levi. Rabbi Mordechai Dover Twersky and Rabbi Nosen Ordman, Rabbi Simcha Sizel Brody, there are 55 prophets. 48 male prophets and 7 female prophets. And the first prophet that by learning more about that person throughout history, the first prophet that connects to Chesed Shebechesed is Abraham Avinu, Abraham our patriarch. The more you learn about Abraham tonight and tomorrow, the more you consider how you can start where he left off the spiritual work. Because we stand upon the light that was revealed by the previous generations. We don't have to redo their work. We have to do our own work. So stand on Abraham's shoulders. Stand on the light that he revealed and add to it. This helps you to cleanse yourself in this frame of chesed shebechesed. And we know that chesed in the frame of the body is the arm, the right arm. And chesed shebechesed, there are 7 parts of the arm, would be the shoulder. Do you have pain in your shoulder? Do you have arthritis there? Cleanse it. Stop that limitation. Move and exercise that shoulder so that you no longer feel that pain. Are there other things that are corrupted in your shoulder? Chesed Shebechesed has an external gematria of 146, which connects to Hebrew words and phrases with the same gematria. Some of these is the word sof, which means ends. And in Aramaic, sof means fulfillment. Olam, which means world or universe, has the same gematria. But Olam also means something old and quick. It means eternity. It means something hidden or concealed. Contemplate the kindnesses of Hashem and how He has been kind to you, how He loves you, and how can you return that love? How can you serve Him to grow your vessel of Chesed Shebechesed? And the first of the 48 ways to acquire Torah is Torah study. By doing additional Torah study tomorrow and tonight, we're able to strengthen this Sefirah of Chesed Shebechesed. And the last step we take is the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, once again, in a whisper, to ground any additional excess energy. Does anyone have any questions about the counting of the Omer or what we did tonight? We will meet tomorrow night at 8:30 as well. Classes tomorrow, Wednesday evening at 4:30 West Coast time. We will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers series. I bid you all shalom and Chag Sameach. Have a beautiful evening.
Hugs up there. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.